What's going on, everybody? Before we start the podcast, 440-665-6243. Shoot me a text. That is my actual phone number. It is not a fake number. It's not any of that nonsense. That's my phone number, okay? And if by some chance the podcast gets too big, I'll probably have to change it. But for now, 440-665-6243. Shoot me a text. Let me know what you guys want to hear about on the podcast. If that's more about flipping, if that's a guest you want me to have on, if you have a dope story that you want to tell, shoot me a text, let me know, and let's work something out, okay? This is the podcast for the people. Now, I hope you guys are having a great week. I hope you guys had a great Sunday, unlike myself, who, look, man, I'm on the record of saying fantasy football is love. Let's get into it, and then we'll talk. Yeah, boy. What's happening, everybody? Ladies, gentlemen, germs, his, hers, they, them, zers, zims, whatever the fuck you want to be called, what's happening? I hope you guys are doing great today. Like I said a little bit in the that intro, my Sunday was ruined, and I mean, at this point, I feel like just going all in on FanDuel and doing the 50-50s, because in reality, I mean, if you're not better than half of the people that enter a tournament, you don't deserve to win money. Now, my year-long league that I do with a bunch of shit zippers that I used to work with, okay? I have David Johnson. Chase Edmonds is on my bench, as he should have been. Arizona Cardinals lied to us. And first off, in professional football, the idea to me about lying about a guy's health from like a strategic standpoint is pretty dumb to me. Just because if you're a professional, you should be prepared for whoever's playing, you know? You shouldn't, like, and what I'm talking about, if you don't follow football, which would be so boring for you to listen to this, the Arizona Cardinals basically said David Johnson was going to play, okay? Well, he played about three snaps. His backup is the one that played this game, who I have on my bench. But, like, Chase Edmonds is not as good fully healthy as David Johnson is fully healthy. That's what I mean about, like, if I'm the team playing you and you say that and it's like, oh, we're facing this guy's backup. It's like, okay, well, we were prepared for fucking Le'Veon Bell. So we should be prepared for whoever, the Ty Montgomery. You know what I mean? That's what I'm looking at it as. But the fucking audacity for Arizona to tweet out, you should have started. You guys should have started Chase Edmonds in fantasy. Hey, man, suck my dick. You know? I don't really care, like I said, because I really do feel like fantasy football is luck. Majority. And I know there's people that disagree. I don't care. But, and I'm not saying it's all luck. Obviously, there is some skill to it. And if you're like, there's people that make a career out of it, good for them, I guess. But, oh my God, I just opened up the fantasy football app. Can't win every week, .. right? I'm on like a 4-game losing streak to a bunch of turds, okay? Let me just tell you how this week went. I was projected to lose this week, and that's fine, you know? That's okay. But, the sick thing is I'm not even out of it. I'm 2-5, and I'm really not out of it yet, which is disgusting. But let me, I don't even fucking know how to go back. I'm just annoyed. I'm annoyed with this week. How it happened, it wasn't supposed to go down this way. The guy had Kamara in his lineup, okay? This shit zipper had fucking, his whole team was on bye weeks. His whole team was on bye weeks. He had to substitute everybody. He's got this strung together by a fucking thread. This team that he puts in, and it's supposed to get like 100 points or whatever. This asshole ends up with 150. My team, oh my God, let me just tell you who I had starting for my team. Russell Wilson, who shit the bed. David Johnson with 0.2. Meanwhile, Chase Edmonds is on my bench with a damn near 40 burger. You serious? Matt Breida, I mean, Jesus Christ, can that dude do anything right? Probably not. Keenan Allen, who was the worst pick in my draft, okay? I wasted a second-round pick on you, you cunt. And the past 4 weeks, he's gotten me 9.8, 5.8, 5.3, and this week, oh, a whopping 10.1. I mean, Jesus Christ. Robert Woods, who is worthless in fantasy football, okay? Worthless. Robert Woods, go take a hike. Okay, if anybody wants to trade me, Robert Woods, I'll give you him for your best defense because my defense is trash too. Okay, George Kittle, who he's either going to get you 10 points, 6 points, or he's going to put up like 20. He's whatever. I didn't have DJ Moore in. I had Miles Sanders, who, John Brown, who actually, surprisingly, had a good week. And the Texans defense, I mean, this week they're playing. And the reason I have the Texans defense, let me get a sip of water. The reason I'm streaming the Texans defense, because I took the Browns defense, okay? I drank the Kool-Aid, I bought into it, and their whole team is hurt. Apparently, their entire team is hurt, and it's just, okay, fucking email, shut up, I'm just heated, guys, and I apologize for that outburst. I just don't know what to do, man. Don't know what to do. I mean, obviously, I have to start Chase Edmonds now, you know? But, like, this, of course, this week I'm going to start him, and David Johnson's going to get probably 4 touchdowns, you know, 2 passing, 2 rushing, or, like, a throwing touch. It's going to be dumb. That's all I'm saying is it's going to be dumb because that's how fantasy football works. It's dumb. But what I was saying is that I should just focus my attention on DraftKings or FanDuel because, I mean, look, dude, it's a marathon. Fantasy football is a marathon. It's not a sprint. You don't have to win the $1 million, right? You could put $10 in, play a bunch of $2 double ups, and by the end of the year, probably end up with $100, $200, depending on, like, after you win, if you're going to keep going up or not. I mean, that might be the move. That might be it. Anyway, guys, Let's just get on a better subject. I mean, fantasy football, man. So, I can tell you guys what sold this. So, I might have talked about it in the last podcast about those the slot cars that I found. Bought them for $10, okay? I bought like a handful of them for $10. That's all they had. Sold, okay? This is a completed sold price. I'm making over $200 profit on these things. Like, the flip is there. If you do want more of those like flipping episodes, please just shoot me a text and let me know. Or leave a comment, just let me know somehow that you want more of those episodes. And I mean, I could tell you I could tell you different tricks for garage sales, at least, not so much thrift stores. I found two items at our Goodwill around here that I think might be kind of big. I found a vintage Miami Hurricanes like windbreaker pullover kind of. It's super vintage. It's sick though. And I looked it up on eBay, the sold prices. And this thing sells for anywhere from 40 all the way up to like $80. Okay, so it's a big range. I have it listed like right in the middle, I believe, like $64.99. And I mean, I paid $3 or $4 for it. The other thing I have, hideous sweater. It's Tundra Canada, I believe. Let me look it up again real quick. I think it's Tundra Canada, and it's like the weirdest ass textured sweater that I've ever seen. And it is so ugly. It's so ugly. Again, got it for, yeah, Tundra Canada. Got it for $3 or $4. And the one that I have, let me look. It is, okay, so 75, 60, $40. So, I mean, it's going to be money, you know? It's just, it's so easy. The money is there. It's not easy, actually. It's definitely not easy. And then, I got hit with one of those eBay fees this month. I mean, you get hit with them all every month, but man, this one, I was taking the money out to keep buying shit, and excuse me, God dang it, took a little bit of money out to buy more stuff, took a little bit out to pay some bills, and then they're like, yeah, bro, you owe us $70 this month, and I was like, God damn, these motherfuckers, eBay, but yeah, man, the money is definitely there. And I like talking about it, and I could for right now, but I don't know if everybody's down for that. So that's what I said. If you do like it, let me know. Give me a heads up. Man, Disney though, they're about to be making all the money. Disney, Pixar, Marvel, they own Star Wars and National Geographic for Disney Plus. I wonder how much it's going to be. The Disney Plus, it's like they're Disney's own Netflix. Which, if they have all the Disney movies, I mean, plus like all the Disney shows, that's really a no-brainer. Let's see how much this thing is going to be. Because you got to, I mean, $6.99 a month or $70 for a year? Wow. I mean, that's really not bad. Disney just taking over the streaming. I wonder how that's going to affect, like, people that use Netflix. Because there's so many different streaming things that, I mean, unless you're just balling out and you don't give a shit, it's hard to assume that people are going to keep Netflix, Hulu. I mean, I guess Amazon is, like, for the year. There's the YouTube one. Now the Disney one. I think ABC's doing one, I think, called Peacock. So, I mean, that, but it's just like, you know what I mean? There's so many. There's so many different ones. Hey, by the way, does anybody do the scary movie one? I think it's called Shudder. Is that it? Shudder? Does anybody do that one? It's like a whole streaming service of basically those shitty Netflix originals. Oh, man. How awful are those? Netflix originals. Oh, man. I'm heading back to Cleveland this weekend, and I'm super excited. Going back on Friday, Saturday, and then probably leave Sunday around like 10, you know? But going back, my birthday was on the 20th. Going back there to have a little birthday party with mi familia, hashtag Vin Diesel. And damn, I'm just excited. Excited to go back, see my mama, see my Tucker, see my grandma. You know, grandma throws. but yeah. Yeah, I'm going back there. I might do some garage sailing back there. If I wake up early Sunday morning. If I don't get lost in the claws. I just get wasted on White Claws. Shit, man, there's something. God dang. Scrolling on Instagram. Seeing, is it Nike or Nikki Heaton? God damn, homegirl thick. Dude. Look, man. She's one of those girls. Her face is not that pretty. I mean, she's obviously, like, pretty. But, I mean, if her body is paid for, I fully, fully endorse the doctor that did it. I'm lost for words right now. Now I'm just looking. Now I can't stop looking at this girl, her freaking Instagram. Hey, you know whose Instagram pisses me off is Scott Disick. It's just ads. His whole Instagram is ads and pictures of their ugly kids. And, yeah, their kids are ugly, you know? It's, bartenders pouring beer into their ass is all the rage. I mean, okay, Barstool Sports. Man, Barstool, can we make Barstool great again? It used to be one of the better pages on Instagram. And somewhere along the lines of Instagram advertisements and swipe up ads, it just became an enormous fucking shitty meme page. The Instagram is called Barstool Sports, okay? Barstool Sports. talk about sports. This is the first thing I see. This is literally the first thing that I just saw when I clicked on it. National Nut Day. National Nut Day is a holiday which is celebrated annually on October 22nd. The unofficial holiday celebrates all of the many nuts which exist in the world today. And they think that's funny. Bartenders pouring beer into their asses all the rage. And they think that's funny. A pumpkin that looks like a vagina and a butthole. I mean, Barstool. Be better. Oh my gosh, man. Just be better. They used to be so good, man. Yo, do you? This girl looks like Mia Khalifa. Remember when Mia Khalifa said she, I think it was her, said she made like $12,000 off of porn? Bro, if you do any job for the length that Mia Khalifa did porn and you only make $12,000, you're doing it wrong. Also, she was like one of the biggest names in porn for at least two summers. I'm not buying it. I think she's full of shit. She is annoying. I remember her on Twitter. She's just annoying. Like, obviously she's hot. But then also, like, I studied her work a little bit here and there. And she was always, like, just smiling the whole time, which is cool, I guess. Like, it looks like she enjoyed it. But, I mean, put a little effort into acting. Don't just, like, smile and, like, look all bubbly, you know? That might be me just being a freak, but I'm not trying. If I'm watching porn, man, I don't want to see the girl just like super. Hey, man, if I'm watching porn, I don't want to see the girl be super happy. That's for sure. I mean, such a pig. Oh, man. Oh, Jesus. I just got a question on Instagram. Have you gone to estate sales and had any luck? So here's the thing with estate sales is I did go to one. Actually, I've been to probably a handful of them, but the one that I went to that I really wanted to go to, it was real weird. They had everybody in a line outside of the house, and they're giving you like a ticket like that you'd get at the meat counter, like the deli counter at a grocery store, and they're like, number 34. And when I got there, they were at like number 100 plus. Okay, so the sale was from Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I really only go out on Saturdays. I should try Sunday and see if I can bargain better. But I went out on Saturday morning. They're at like number 100 plus whatever. I'm like, all right, well, I'll see how long this takes to get in there. And I was standing there for like 30 minutes, and I wasn't even close, so I just left. I gave, like, the dude behind me my ticket and just took off. But, I mean, estate sales are cool. I've also been to an estate sale where it was, like, someone, like, just died. They weren't moving. And, I mean, they were selling the stuff super cheap. But me personally, I think, like, it just feels weird. I definitely, like, I had stuff that I was gonna buy. And then it just bummed me out. But, I mean, estate sales are great if you can find them, especially. But I would for sure try to get there a little bit early and try to get there on the first day. Because, I mean, there's chances are if somebody's going to an estate sale, I mean, probably 50-50 are resellers at the estate sales versus garage sales. So I have gone, and I should just not be a little bitch about it and go to more. But like I said, it just, the vibe kind of creeped me out about it. But there's definitely a ton of money to be, if you see an estate sale, for sure go to it, check it out. But the one that I went to that I was excited about, like I said, I was there for a half hour and wasn't even close to the front of the line. So it didn't really make sense for me to stay there, in my opinion. Carmen Electra or Pamela Anderson, but they both have a yeast infection. You know what? This might be a mistake on my end, but I'm going to Google what a yeast infection like looks like. Because I've never, obviously, I've never been with a girl who had a yeast infection. I probably shouldn't Google this because it's going to creep me out probably. Signs of a yeast infection. Ooh, this might be gross. Okay, so it's pretty fucking gross. Okay. Alrighty. Oh my god. Okay. Yeah, that was a mistake. Now, we're gonna go, because I'm going by them in their prime. So, Carmen Electra. Prime. We're Googling prime. So, they know. I mean, god damn, man. Was Carmen Electra a dimey dime piece? Holy shit. My god. Pam Anderson. Prom. Learn how to. Pam Anderson, prime rib? What the fuck, Google? For sure, without a doubt, Carmen Electra. If I'm banging one of them and they have a yeast infection, it's Carmen Electra in her prime. Hands down, no questions asked. Actually, the only question would be like, can I wear a condom? Because I don't know how that works. I should probably like know. I feel like I should know this, but I feel like most people don't if they're being honest with themselves. If you can catch a yeast infection by having sex with somebody with a yeast infection. I feel like if you're being honest with yourself, you don't know the answer to that question either. You know? So I don't feel bad about myself anymore. Real people versus imposters. Okay. I don't know what, how to start this. Like, because it says ask me questions. I guess as a topic, real people versus imposters. Or what is a real person versus an imposter? I don't know, man. But that's what I'll do. So, like, to me, if, for example, if somebody's on a podcast and they're hyping up their personality a little bit, I don't see an issue with that. Like Gary Vee has said, you know, he hypes up his personality on podcast or in interviews to bring more entertainment to the people watching. Like, if he was just acting like a great guy who's giving and shit, like, that's not very fun to listen to. So he gets a little bit animated about stuff. And I feel that, cuz when you're doing something for an audience, they're not going to listen if you're boring as shit. You know what I mean? But, like, if you're a completely different person, that's when I think it crosses that line of imposter versus you're still being true to yourself. Because, like, I don't really hype up myself that much. Like this isn't that exaggerated of a version of me. Like, if you met me and David Johnson really just shit the bed and Chase Edmonds went off, I really would have acted like that. What the hell is on Sci-Fi right now? Holy shit, this is bad. Jack the Giant Slayer. Holy shit. The beginning of this, probably one of the worst things I've ever seen. I just had to go to that real quick because it's like, yo, it looks like the Creed video for, what the hell is that Creed video? Where he's falling? Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking. That one where he's falling? Dude, that is what Jack the Giant Slayer's opening scene looks like. Wow, this is bad. Holy shit, man. That's real bad. I gotta actually turn my TV off because it's so distracting. But, yeah, so, like, if you met me, you'd be like, oh, okay, well, obviously I say some shit on here that I don't really believe. Like, I just think it's funny to say stuff. I'm trying to make people laugh. So, like, some people get really offended by shit that I say. And I don't mean to. I don't mean to offend people. I mean to make people laugh. And for the most part, I do think people laugh. And it's, like, a small percent of people that have listened that actually get offended by things I say. And I'm okay with that because that's how life is, you know? You got to keep on keeping on, babe. And that's it, right? So, like, but what I was saying is like, an imposter, like, okay. No, I can't even use that for an example. Just if you're actually being yourself and you're not acting certain ways around certain people, I think you're a genuine person. Like obviously some people, like other podcasts I listen to have an impact of how I am on a podcast, but I'm not, like intentionally trying to make my podcast like I'll do like the lazy talk that Chris D'Elia does, or like I do talk about like flipping and shit like Gary V, but I'm not intentionally trying to rip their podcast off to get more popularity out of my podcast, if that makes sense. I know this has been like a weird explanation of it, and it's just because different thoughts keep coming into my head, and I mean, you know? Next question. Fuck, I was waiting for you to ask this question. I had a good topic, but my high ass forgot. Well, Harry, don't drink the bong water. Anyway, everybody, I think we can end it there because I don't know where else to go. Again, text me shit you guys want me to talk about, and these podcasts will be much better structured. If you want more about the fucking flipping, let me know. If you want me to get some new guests on, let me know. If you want me to, I almost just said something ridiculous. Let's end it now before I get myself in trouble. Until next time, everybody. I love you. Peace.
Fuck a friend, it's up the muscle. You smoking dick, you think I trust you. Burn a nigga like a mushroom. I don't go back and forth all on the internet. Had no interest for discussion. Pull her head, choke her while we fucking. I probably give her a concussion. I need a plate and I ain't trying to wait. I'm so fucking hungry, I can starve.